Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Then again, freetalklive.com as we start things out here tonight with a story that is, it's a shocker. I mean, it really is a shocker. Clarksville, Tennessee. KnoxNews.com reporting, witnesses say a business owner shot and killed himself during a city council meeting Thursday night after members voted against his request to rezone his property. Ronald Bo Ward, owner of Bo's Barbershop, had told the council, which approved the first reading of the zone change last month, that his business would go under if he couldn't get his home rezoned as commercial. He said the rezoning would increase his property value, allowing him to secure a loan to offset a debt that he incurred when he expanded his shop. After the 5-7 vote Thursday night, Ward stood and walked toward the council, then addressed them one last time, saying, "Y'all have put me under. I'm out of here," he said before shooting himself in the head with a small handgun. Fire rescue and police officials attending the meeting immediately ushered the audience of about 50 people into the hallway where several people were sobbing. Councilman Bill Summers said Ward's actions were unexpected. He said, "When a gun gets whipped out like that, someone is going to get shot, but I didn't know who. You could have been right next to him, and I don't think you could have stopped that." At least one police officer is always on duty during council meetings, said officials. However, visitors are not required to go through a metal detector or any other screening. The mayor said they will now be changing their meeting location until they can make, I guess, some arrangements. They're probably scared S-less at this point.
Right. If somebody could pull out a gun and shoot themselves, they could pull out a gun and shoot a city councilor.
Those city councilors ought to feel lucky that they are still sucking air today.
Yeah. Bo's a good man. He just, you know, brought to the end of his...
End of his rope.
End of his rope, I guess.
Right. And, you know, his story isn't unique. Well, the unique part is that he killed himself in the city council chambers. But the other part of the story, him begging the council permission to have a change to his business location isn't unique. It happens, well, on a weekly basis in this country. I mean, city councils meet every week or every other week in many places. And these are the things that they talk about. These are the decisions they make. Oh, well, you can have a sign, but it can only be 6 inches by 12, whatever. You know,
right.
They have all their little specifications and their rules and regulations and their zoning regs and their approval processes and the, you know, the forms you have to fill out, the fees you have to pay.
To get through them.
Right. So... I can understand where this guy was coming from. I mean, he'd had it up to here. Who knows what other instances he'd had with the city council in the past. Who knows? I mean, he's been in business there. In another story I was looking at, apparently his business had been open for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy had been there forever, a well-known business in town. And who knows what other run-ins he's had with different various city councils and bureaucrats.
Well, not to mention that he gave free haircuts to military guys.
I read about that, yeah.
Haircuts on credit to military guys who just couldn't afford it.
Right.
What they pay guys in the military, they absolutely can't afford it.
Right.
The one thing of the story that bothers me is that Bo made the decision to expand his business, and it cost him. You know, it just didn't work out the way he wanted it to. So then he had to go beg the city council for a rezone. He made some decisions under the way things currently were.
Mm-hmm.
He was zoned residential, giving, giving haircuts there, and maybe he's grandfathered in or whatever. I don't understand why exactly he's able to give haircuts in a residential area and have more than one barber chair from the looks of it. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But he made his decisions under the way things currently were. He understood how things were, and then he was going to the city council to save him, his benevolent rulers.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I don't think we should have zoning.
I would agree. I don't think it's the city council's fault. Do you understand?
The fault that he got into debt? Of course, that's not their fault.
He says, "You guys have put me under. I'm out of here." They didn't put him under. He put himself under. They were his last chance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's no reason why they shouldn't have done it. I mean, it's what is zoning beyond just some bureaucrats sitting around saying, like with a little magic wand, I deem you commercial property, and I deem you industrial, and I deem you residential. I mean, what else is zoning?
That's exactly what it
is. It's just some central planning nonsense where these bureaucrats, they sit around in their little meetings and they get to decide the future of the property that you worked to build, the property that you have worked to make better and turn into a productive business. So
people have a
difficult... could have waved their little magic wand and given this guy what he wanted to. They could have.
They could have. Now, people often, when you say get rid of zoning, it just sounds ludicrous to people. Every city has zoning. We must have to have zoning. I don't know why, but zoning must be good. The bureaucrats must know what they're talking about. People go to college for planning out cities. That must be a good thing. Well, it's not exactly true. Houston, one of the top 10 metros in the United States, doesn't have any zoning.
Well, there are suburbs of Houston that do have zoning, as I understand it.
That's correct.
There are areas where it is
contained, areas inside of Houston that are actually contained in and of themselves, completely surrounded by Houston, that have zoning.
And Houston's just a big example of not having zoning. There are other areas of the country that are unzoned as well. And surprise, surprise, people are actually still, breathing in those areas. They can still get food and water and, live their lives without zoning.
Zoning is really the ability to use your power to tell your neighbor what they can do with their property.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I often hear when I talk about doing away with zoning is, oh my God, somebody could put an oil derrick or a pig farm right next to my house. Okay.
That's right, a landfill.
Let me
go in right next to your house.
Assuage your fears when you think about a pig farm going next to your house. If you live in some popular metro, let's say Indianapolis or Miami, The little blocks of land that you live on, the little lots that you live on.
I've got a tenth of an acre here.
Right. These are, you'd have to put quite a few of them together to get any size pig farm or oil derrick. anyway, but these little plots of land are some of the most valuable pieces of property, outside of right downtown metro area. But when you compare them to land, an equal size land out in the rural area, they cost a heck of a lot more, 10 times as much as rural land. That's the place to raise pigs. That's the place to drill for oil, because you need a lot of land to do such a thing. It just economically doesn't make any sense that you would open a pig farm in the middle of Miami.
It's absurd. It's very interesting and very telling, because I remember there was one time we read it and just an entire lengthy article about Houston and its lack of zoning. And I remember one specific thing from that article that I found very interesting is that inevitably in any place where there is no zoning, the people who know better, those educated types you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. The
people with their college degrees and everything, they know how things should be. They constantly are pushing for new zoning. Right? They want to create a zoning board. That's what they want. They want to have that power. And every time it comes up for a vote, it gets shot down like you wouldn't believe. I mean, many elections, it's considered a good majority if you get 60%. As I recall, in one of the voting, in one of the decisions on zoning for Houston, it was 90-1. People were against the addition of zoning.
Mm.
So people turned out in droves to oppose the idea of zoning. And you would think if it was such a great idea that they would be running out and saying, yes, please save us from the pig farms. But no. Everything's fine in Houston and everything's fine in the places where there aren't zoning. In fact, the places where there are zoning, things are worse. Because then you don't have freedom. You don't have the freedom to control your property in the way that you think is best. If you have to go to some board of bureaucrats and beg them for permission to do business in the way that you want to do business, or to, add a fence to your home, or to whatever it is, there's so much micromanagement out there. If you have to go and ask someone for permission, then you just aren't a free person. You're partially owned by them. Your
land
is theirs.
Right, and that's really the issue that always bothers me. Look, who's paying the mortgage on this property?
You.
Right. The bureaucrat that they're telling you what you can and can't do on your own property, they aren't paying it.
And if you try to do what you want to do without asking for their permission and they find out about it, one of their little code enforcers drives by as you're doing an upgrade or something like that, they'll come out and they'll order you to take it down.
Yeah.
And if you don't take it down, they'll bring out a wrecking crew and they'll take it down for you.
And they'll have cops there. And if you try to stop them, you're in big trouble.
Right, because it's not really your property. In most areas of this country, where there is a zoning board or a planning board or commission, they own you. you think that's a good idea, I would like to hear from you. Someone defend
tell me
zoning.
Why, please.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Still looking to talk to somebody that thinks zoning is a good idea. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. So, again, talking about zoning because of this story that, well, once brought it into focus once again. There's always some asinine zoning story out there to talk about, but this one is deadly serious.
And I do mean Dudley. We're talking about a barbershop owner from Clarksville, Tennessee, that shot himself in the head, and that resulted in his imminent demise, during a city council meeting on Thursday night this week. And it had to do with his request to rezone his property. He'd gotten into some financial trouble, and he really needed to get his property rezoned as commercial in order for him to get a loan and that sort of thing. And the city council, in all of its wisdom, decided to deny him his request. Why? I don't really know. What's the reason? Those of you who are out there who are central planning types, you zoning supporters, please, can you call me and maybe give me a reason why this man couldn't have his property rezoned as commercial? Is it because it would increase the property value and they didn't want to do that? But wouldn't that be a good thing?
As far as getting into the specifics of why they wouldn't do it, I think you're miring yourself because we don't know
why. I just want to know what the excuse would be. Like, what's the excuse from a central planner type as to why you can't have this zoning change?
Because, you know, the...
Because we said so? I mean, is that all?
Upgrading it to commercial status. Status could cause increased traffic on the street. It doesn't bear the load.
I don't know. When I drive down a street, I don't know if the properties are commercial or not as I drive by.
Well, it's not your, you as a driver wouldn't matter, but you're attracted to certain locations. If they zone it commercial, then somebody could tear down his barber shop, which might be attracting, you know, 20 people a day, big deal. Whereas if they, you know, tear it down and turn it into something that would attract 120 people a day, then the street may not be able to handle the load. You've got different intersections. That intersection's already graded an F based on the, you know,
This is why we need to get streets the hell out of the hands of government. Because if they're going to use the streets as the excuse to control people, well, we can't rezone your property because
the legitimate purview of government that they have.
That's, you know, the reason you think that, Mark, is the same reason people think zoning is legitimate.
Well, it's always been that way. We need to have zoning.
Streets haven't always been government-owned.
You've lived, they mostly have been government-owned.
That's true.
And there are private streets, and they're taken care of much better. And they're much more innovative as far as their signage and just in
sure
general.
I'm sure that the private sector can take care of its streets better than the public sector can.
Right.
I don't know how we would transition from public streets to private streets at this point. I think that it's a question that is so ambiguous that it's not even worth getting into.
Well, I think it's worth getting into because it's an important question. It's a question that people inevitably are going to ask when they're presented with a much smaller government concept or a no government concept. They're going to want to know how these things are going to be done, and I think it's something people should start thinking about. I can't say that we have the answers. I can't say we have any definite answers. I think there are different ideas that have been floating around out there, and whether they become a reality or not is a whole other issue. Some ideas might be that the streets could be owned in part or in whole by the business owners that are on the streets, or by a neighborhood association, or by private ownership, or by a charity, or whatever. There's all kinds of different ways it could be done. And I say we should let the marketplace decide, because then if the marketplace is deciding on the streets, then at that point there's no need for zoning anymore. Certainly that wouldn't be an excuse for zoning anymore, because then if the barbershop gets torn down, then and they build a new gas station up there that's going to take a whole lot more traffic, then it's the gas station's responsibility to upgrade the street out front. That's the way it should be. So, again, I would love to hear from some central planner as to what their excuse is here, because your zoning rules are ruining people's lives. This man took his life in front of the city council because they wouldn't wave their magic wand and deem it as a commercial zone.
Right.
It just seems absolutely absurd to me. These people wield their power over others, and I find it disgusting, and it seems anti-American to me. It's anti-freedom. And I love this comment on the article here at KnoxNews.com, posted by one of the commenters. It says, governments, even small municipal councils, have generally been overrun by grossly inadequate collectivists with deep pockets and serious control issues. Combine this with an overabundance of Prozac and other feel-good drugs, and you have a numbed-down, dumbed-down, bureaucratic dinosaur that has no concept of liberty or justice. They will run roughshod over your dreams and your lives because it doesn't fit into their vision of a perfect society. Zoning boards and city planners are the new communists of this day and age. They decide where you live, where you work, how you build, etc. If you find their behavior disturbing and outrageous, do yourself a favor. Run for office. This is still America, and you can still make a difference. Find others who share this belief and organize. The Free State Project is a good template for getting started. And I agree completely, of course. That's why we're a part of the Free State Project.
I wouldn't argue any of those points.
So, would love to hear from you if you've had a zoning nightmare story. Are you a business owner?
God, if you've lived long enough, you have a zoning nightmare story.
If you own property, for sure. Renters probably have never encountered the zoning board.
Well, it's not exactly there's two segments of people in this world, renters and owners. I've owned and I'm currently renting. So, mm-hmm. I don't think you can really say that. There are people, certainly in New York City or something like that, that have probably never have and never will own anything. They've got their little rent control department or whatever right. It is that they have. But mostly I think that people are trying to transition. They're in transitional periods when they're renting.
Oh, I'm not trying to attack renters. Everybody's rented at some time. If it sounded like that, I didn't mean it to sound that way.
Well, I'm just
saying that renters don't encounter zoning. If you're a renter,
not today.
You don't encounter zoning. As soon as you move into the world of property ownership, then all of a sudden, the zoning board becomes a reality to you. And it's a problem. And I would love to hear from you, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a homeowner, if you've had an encounter with a city planning board, and it's been awful, would love to hear your story. 800-259-9231. And the invitation's still open to any central planners out there that want to call in to defend their lovely little zoning scam that they have.
Don't have to really call in to defend.
No, you're right. They don't.
You know, if you're sitting on the city board who decides what's zoned where, screw the rest of you people. We decide.
Exactly.
That's how they feel. They don't have to listen to us. Your little petitions, they really are meaningless to us.
What do you know anyway? You didn't go to college.
File your fees and we'll make our decisions and you'll just live with it.
I have a master's degree in city planning. What do you know, citizen?
Right.
Well, I know it's my property. And I know what I want to do with it,
right.
And I know that you're standing in the way.
I really think that's true. I think that the person that owns the property is the single most qualified individual to decide what happens to that property. They are the one who lives and dies. Their finances are built or ruined based on that property there.
They should be free to make mistakes, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily, even though they are the ones that know best what to do, it doesn't mean they won't make a mistake. But I don't want a central planning board out there trying to protect me from making mistakes.
I didn't say that they would be mistakeless. I say that the single most qualified person to
absolutely
make the decision.
Anytime I hear about a zoning board doing anything, it really just frazzles me. It really bothers me. And this guy was so disturbed, he shot himself in front of the city planning board, in front of the city council. And you know what? I mean, if you're going to take yourself out, and you know that it's these people that have helped ruin your life, this man must have really, he really must have had to show some restraint to not pop a couple of those city councilors before he took himself out. I just find that I those guys should be lucky to be, feel very lucky to be alive.
I'm sure they do.
You have to wonder, do they even realize that it's partially their fault? This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnax Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnax Man, and your toenails need Narnax Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnax Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Narnax Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Narnax Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnax Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's in here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Probably we'll be sending out an update sometime this weekend, as I've got one or two more Shriners to add to our website. We'll tell you more about the Shrine here in a little bit. Updates.freetalklive.com gets you on the list. And would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services?
No!
I don't think anyone knows
who wants to do that.
Well, you do pay higher prices every time somebody doesn't pay their bills. And that's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you, the customer. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, you can bring up anything. It's Billy in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Billy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Me and the boys just hanging out. We were wondering if Mark could take off his shirt.
Well, we'll work on that, Billy. Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, no, that was just about it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Why do he and the boys want me to take off my shirt?
I don't know. It's better when they work up to it, though.
Yeah, that's
like when you open your call with that, it's not funny. But it's better when you come in with something.
I think it was a bit of a surprise.
Mm.
Early in the show, I think it was funny.
1-800-259-9231. So here's another one for you. Adventures of Citizen X, great blog post by Citizen X, which is he's one of our advertisers at freetalklive.com. It's just an opinion blog. He does his own talk show. It's an internet talk show. And the title of it is, "If You're Scared, Then Say You're Scared." New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is scared. and that's dangerous. When people are scared, they don't think coherently. They react in a visceral, emotional manner and not in a logical, calculated way. It's bad enough when the average person is scared, but even worse when it's politicians who are scared. While decisions that an individual makes generally affect that that individual and a limited number of other people, politicians make public policy. An individual who's scared might make decisions that lead to his own demise, while a frightened politician's decisions have enormous implications for all of us.
Yeah.
Why do I think Michael Bloomberg is scared? Well, because he keeps telling us what a dangerous world we live in. On his visit to London, Bloomberg said that, quote, residents of big cities like New York and London must accept that they're under constant watch by video cameras, and opposition to the use of high-tech surveillance to catch criminals and terrorists is ridiculous. Yeah, that's right, said Citizen X. Opposition is ridiculous. After all, we live in a dangerous world. Did I miss something, or hasn't the world always been a dangerous place?
Yeah, I would say it has.
Weren't cavemen in constant danger of being eaten by large carnivores? How did how in the world did the human race actually survive without surveillance cameras in the past?
You know, I was thinking about how dangerous the world really was. At one point, rulers attained glory by conquering other lands and slaughtering their people. I mean, that was essentially what a good ruler did. Think of Alexander the Great.
Mm. That's what made him great.
I'm not here out to blaspheme the great Alexander or anything like that. If you're a Macedonian by birth, this is not against you. But the fact is, Alexander the Great, who did manage to conquer a great deal of the Middle East,
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan's sort of portrayed as a villain.
Okay.
Alexander the Great is a blonde golden boy.
I see.
Yeah. Caesar. These guys attained their quote-unquote greatness. The reason we know about them is essentially because of slaughter and killing.
1-800-259-9231 is the number here. Citizen X continues. He says, you see, despite what Mayor Bloomberg says, I think the world has actually become a much less dangerous place than it once was. Sure, the unexpected still happens, and people do die violently, but chances are you won't. There is one exception, however, to this trend toward a safer world, the ever-increasing power of people like Mayor Bloomberg. Politicians who use fear as a tool to inculcate an atmosphere of submission. Politicians aren't worried about making the world safe, only in accumulating more power unto themselves. In the 20th century, governments killed 200 million of their own citizens. Tell me, what is the real danger in our world? When an entity has the power to do one thing, it automatically acquires the corollary power to do the opposite. If governments grant rights, as some people erroneously believe, you are born with rights. Governments don't give them to you.
Right.
They take them away.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, these documents did not grant you anything.
And I guess they don't really take them away. They just, they throw you in jail cells and that sort of thing if you try to exercise your rights. Anyway, if government grants rights and therefore grants freedom, then it has the power to rescind those rights and enslave their citizenry. If you give government the power to watch for terrorists and criminals, then that means it has the power to watch you as well. But who watches the government? Well, nobody. We just have to trust them.
Right, that's how the FBI is able to do these little, no-knock, they do these raids while you're away. They can look through your computer, go through your stuff, lock the door back up, and you'll never even know they were there.
So Bloomberg is right. It is a dangerous world. Ironically, while Mayor Bloomberg seems so concerned with the safety of his constituents, he doesn't believe they should have the ability to defend themselves, to ensure their own safety. Bloomberg is an anti-gun zealot.
Mm.
His rationale? Criminals shouldn't have the weapons to commit violent crimes. Which, that sounds like a nice idea. I don't want criminals having weapons. I don't want dangerous, violent people having weapons. Wait, the government has weapons. I guess a lot of dangerous people have weapons.
That was part of the reason for the Second Amendment, was to keep us free. We had fought a revolution against a despotic regime, a king,
right,
who had used weapons to subjugate his people. And they understood that a well-armed militia, that is the citizens, that's, you and me, we keep a country free. Not the police, not the army, not the government can't keep you free. The government is simply there to govern by its nature.
To govern means not free. To govern means to control. And he says, so how do you disarm the criminals? Well, you disarm everyone, of course, including the innocent. Law-abiding folks will turn their guns in and criminals won't. That's why they're called criminals. They break laws. Thus, we're left with a situation in which innocent folks are completely defenseless. Well, at least they'll have Bloomberg's cameras watching their every move to protect them. They'll be safe. That is, if the cameras actually work. Unfortunately, studies have shown they don't. That surveillance cameras actually have very little effect on crime rates. We talked about that a couple weeks ago over in Great Britain, where they have thousands of cameras in the London Metro. It hasn't had any effect on their ability to solve
what
crimes.
What I love about it is that they also did a study on streetlights. And streetlights have a much
more effective.
They're much more effective on crime than cameras are.
The world is a dangerous place, as Citizen X. It's a dangerous place because...
You know, when I made that statement, I made it seem like cameras are effective. Cameras have no effect. Streetlights do. That's the statement.
Well, now, I don't think it's fair to say that cameras have no effect. Obviously, if you run a business, it's a good idea to have cameras up there in case you get robbed or something like that.
Sure, to solve a crime.
Right. But what they've found is that the government cameras, the ones that are on the street level, those have not been effective at all in solving crimes. So, if there's a camera in a store, monitoring theft and that sort of thing, then those are pretty effective at solving crimes. But the cameras just mounted up on street poles, watching your every move. Nope, not so much.
It's just other crap.
Yeah, it's just control and watch you. Anyway, he says it's a dangerous place because power-hungry politicians like Bloomberg and your local city council with their zoning board and do-gooder busybodies try to force their vision of absolute safety on us. What good is safety if you're a slave? Or when you're told what to do and watched every single minute of the day.
Right. You know, the end of this whole safety thing is where they put us all in little padded cells so that we can't hurt each other, can't hurt ourselves.
Even then, you'll always have that feeling in the back of your mind that you're completely at the mercy of your watchers, your protectors. I'll take my chances with freedom. After all, to quote ABC's John Stossel, Patrick Henry didn't say give me absolute safety or give me death. Too bad Michael Bloomberg isn't listening. 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about the zoning board insanity like Tim in New Hampshire does, we'll get to his call and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Or tell us what you think about these cameras, about all these this government surveillance that we have going on. Maybe it's just that the government hasn't taken it far enough. Maybe what we need are government cameras in every single person's home in America. How would that make you feel? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then you should go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, 41 categories that you can shop in, huge selection of products, brand new, even used items. We'll get a cut. Just start at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Doesn't cost you anymore.
Nope, sure doesn't. All right. Let's go right to the phone calls here. I told Tim he was going to be next, but then a lady called in, so hopefully he'll be patient. As we go to Jane in California. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live because ladies come first. Hello.
Hi. Great to hear the show. Actually, first time I've been hearing it.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Fan, actually. Well, you know, you guys were talking about this poor guy who shot himself. And
yeah.
I was wondering if you guys may have touched on this sometime before, but have you ever heard of an International Council of Local, I don't know what the exact acronym is, but probably local elected councils or whatever.
What do they do?
And that just seems like sort of an oxymoron to me. You know, how do you have an International Council of
local anything?
Yeah, what is their purpose?
Well, it seems that there's something called, that's been referred to before as Agenda 21, and it seems that their whole purpose is towards this whole global vision that they have.
Huh. Well, I don't know what that would have to do with a global vision. Maybe they're just sharing bad ideas, because that seems to be what governments like to do. They come up with bad ideas, and then other governments borrow the bad ideas from the originators of the concept. Like out in California, where you live, Belmont is considering a smoking ban inside apartment buildings, inside duplexes, inside anything that any living structure that's connected to physically to another living structure. And so once that passes, you can expect to see that particular smoking ban. And net variety of smoking bans spread out to other governments. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like a little message board.
Agenda 21 from the UN site is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact the environment.
Well, if the UN's involved, I'm against it.
Yes.
Well, that's the whole point, is that this whole business of zoning, I can't help thinking that that's just one more nail in the whole thing.
It's certainly a nail in our freedoms, that's for sure.
That's the whole point, is it's got to be part of this.
Well, I'm not sure that there's a giant conspiracy headed by the UN or anything like that to take away our freedoms. I think our local politicians want to take away our freedoms just as much as the guys in the UN.
Absolutely.
My biggest problem with the UN is that there's not a single American that voted for them.
Yeah, I sure as hell did. I don't want anything to do with it. And zoning existed before the Plan 21 or whatever it is, but maybe it's just trying to centralize zoning now. Maybe they want a centralized zoning board for the entirety of the world, like to set policy at an international level, which, of course, is even worse. Thanks for the call, Jane. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Tim in New Hampshire, waiting patiently, listening on WUVR. Hello, Tim.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. Just as another argument against the zoning, planning, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing we were in Manhattan after it had been bought by from the Indians, and we're on a planning or zoning board, and we're debating whether we should sell beaver hides on here or Fox
Amsterdam Street.
Yes, 200 years hence. The whole thing is moot. Irrelevant because you cannot predict the future.
Right. These, as qualified as these people might feel they are, having gone to years and years of college to qualify themselves to tell us how we can live our lives, they don't have any idea how the market is going to set itself up. Look at Las Vegas, if you want the really great example. I mean, why did that thing spring up out of nowhere? Look at Disney World. Walt Disney bought some old phosphorus mines down in Florida and turned them into this amazing thing.
Right.
How could anybody,
in search of profits.
Right. How could anybody have planned that? How could some bureaucrat have, pushed between donuts, pushed his little pencil around and decided, we'll have Disney World right here, just outside of Orlando?
It's not possible.
It's crazy.
Correct.
Thank you.
And another sort of side issue, you took medieval history and they had guilds.
Mm-hmm.
And how, limiting this was. Well, we got unions today, and we have all the petty little things that they had in the Middle Ages. Not much of a difference.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with unions when people decide to get of any interest decide to get together. I don't care if it's a tropical fish club or whether it's guys that know how to lay brick. It doesn't matter to me what they that they get together. And if they decide that they don't want to work for whatever reason, that's fine with me too. It's what I have a problem with is when unions get mixed up with government. When I'm not allowed to hire somebody who's non-union without some kind of problem, that's a very big problem. I should be able to hire is anyone I want to do a job.
Absolutely. And if people strike, you should be able to fire them and replace them with whoever else you want to replace.
You could not hire an electrician unless he was, quote, licensed.
Correct.
And that's a whole other scam. Right. Licensing is another scam the government has foisted upon us. Licensing, people look at licensing and they think, oh, he's got a license. He's going to be good. He's going to keep me safe. And that's not necessarily true. All licensing really does is it insulates and protects the existing businesses in a given market from any new competition coming into the game. That's what licenses do. It sets a bar to a point where many people who are poor, who might want to get in to do a little bit of shade tree plumbing work or that sort of thing, they can't get their own license because they don't have the $200,000 or whatever that they need to jump through all the government hoops.
It's ludicrous. I mean, some jobs you really should have a licensed plumber for. I would recommend you do it. If you're going to re-plumb your house, you're building new construction, you should have a licensed plumber do that. But if you've got a clogged toilet and you have no arms, you can't plunge it yourself or, for whatever reason, and you're scared of the toilet, you don't want to plunge it yourself, why can't you go next door and hire the neighbor kid for $5 to plunge your toilet? If some bureaucrat found out about that, everybody's in trouble.
You got it,
Tim. Thanks for the call, dude. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
People out there really get this message.
The planning boards need to just go the hell away. The licensing boards need to go the hell away now, as well.
You know, there will be license. If we were to get rid of licensing boards, absolutely, I want to know that the plumber that I'm hiring for a certain job is qualified to do that job.
Certification, my friend.
Absolutely. You know, there organizations will come up. The greater...
ASE. Here's an example. Mm-hmm. When I go in to have my car fixed, and I see that ASE certification on the wall... I know that that guy, whoever's in charge of that shop or whoever's name is on that placard, I know that whoever that is has gone through hours and hours of rigorous training on various different parts of the car. And, I mean, they are certified by an organization that knows its stuff when it comes to automotive. ASE doesn't have anything to do with the government whatsoever. If there were some government occupancy license or, you know, license to be a car dealer or whatever up on the wall, I could give a flip about that. That's just paying money to some bureaucrat.
Mr. Goodwrench is another one, from what I understand, very similar as the right. ASE certification. You know, I was talking, as a matter of fact, to a gal who was cleaning my teeth. Apparently, you have to be state certified in order to clean teeth, probably in every state, but I was getting my teeth cleaned in Florida at this time, the woman I was speaking with. And she said, and I was making this example, that why in the world do you need to be certified to clean teeth? Can't I just have somebody clean my teeth who's good at cleaning teeth? Hmm. And she's like, well, and I gave the example of...
the wrong person to talk to about that.
Mr. Goodwrench. Well, she said, well, and I don't know about mechanics, but if you get a poor tooth cleaning job, it can kill you. I don't know how in the world you can get killed by a dental hygienist, but I'm going to take her word for it.
Too much of that little polish.
It's true. I'm just going to take her word that it's true. But are you telling me that fixing brakes isn't a life or death scenario? Somehow, mechanics are certified by the free market. And we put our lives in their hands every day. Go
to your mechanic off the side of the highway
because your brakes work, you know.
Right.
And but our hairdressers have to be certified by the state. Our dental hygienists have to be certified by the state. Doctors, for that matter, have to be certified by the state.
One of the most obvious examples of the protection racket that we're talking about here happened here in New Hampshire after one of the activists. Did this civil disobedience where he went out and cut somebody's hair and filed somebody's nails without getting the government certificate first.
Yeah.
And, of course, they arrested him for it, which was ludicrous. It brought attention to it.
Yes.
And then we found out that the person, the elected official who had created the program in the first place, this program that mandates you have to go and get 800 hours or 1,000 hours of training before you can get the government certification, they found out that the person who created that law just happened to own one of the only beauty schools in the state of New Hampshire.
What a surprise.
Shocker, huh?
My God, are you telling me there's graft and corruption in our government? Everywhere you turn?
It's they're just trying to keep you safe. 800-259-9231, what sort of situations have you encountered with these protection rackets that they call licensing? 800-259-9231, hour two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.